From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Gran Splendid was once one of Argentina's most beautiful theaters. It was built in 1919 for stage shows and converted into a movie theater when sound came in the 1920s. Like many downtown showplaces in Buenos Aires, the Gran Splendid fell on hard times in recent years. When Bob Mondello paid a visit recently, though, he found a theater transformed.
Impresario Max Glucksmann wanted his new theater, the Gran Splendid, to remind people of the Paris Opera. He had it built with three ornately decorated balconies hugging the back wall of an auditorium decked out with gilded statues, marble columns, and a ceiling mural celebrating the end of World War I. In the days before air conditioning, the domed roof actually opened in good weather to give theater audiences a glimpse of the stars. It is a spectacular space. No less so today, after a $3 million renovation, than at any time in the more than 80 years since it was built. But there is one difference today. Where once the vast auditorium was filled with rows of theater seats, it now has rows of bookshelves. The Gran Splendid has been converted into what is quite possibly the most spectacular bookstore on Earth. The transformation? The brainchild of Adolfo de Vincenzi, who has loved this theater since his student days and still recalls the films he saw here whenever he could take a break from his accounting classes three blocks away.
It's a movie of Liv Ullmann and Ingrid Bergman. Sonata Otoñal was in Spanish. Every time I finish with my exams, I said, that's my vacation, I came here.
The Gran Splendid was seriously run down when it was acquired by De Vincenzi's company, El Ateneo, a bookstore chain, sort of the Barnes & Noble of Argentina. The theater had succumbed to the same trend towards suburban multiplexes that has made downtown movie palaces obsolete in the U.S. So when De Vincenzi heard the lease was available and looked around at what was happening to the other theaters that once lined nearby avenues, he says he didn't have any second thoughts.
We didn't decide it. To stop with this building being a theater. Business made that it was not profitable like a theater or like a cinema. So what we did is put a bookstore instead. A block from here there were two other cinemas that finished. They were just launched a month ago like a parking lot.
Because this particular theater was an architectural treasure, the Ateneo chain had some trouble at first with City Hall, but opposition melted away when the public got a look at the refurbished Gran Splendid, brighter, cleaner, and with plenty of activities to guarantee that it would still attract crowds. New uses were found for almost every inch of the building. The broad stage that was always there behind the screen is now a bustling cafe. The orchestra section and first balcony are packed with bookshelves, and the box seats, once the most expensive in the house, have been outfitted as private reading rooms with cushy armchairs and a great view. The top two balconies, which look down on all this, have been turned into an art gallery filled with colorful paintings and sculptures. And past the art, way up near the ceiling dome, behind a locked door, there's something the public doesn't see. The room where tango singer Carlos Gardel made his first recordings.
Here we are, over the scenario. And this is the place where that tango singer was working here. It was really the only use this floor had.
Was for the recording?
Yeah. And it was 90 years ago. No, it's a kind of magic, this place.
Por ser bueno me pusiste a la miseria, me dejaste en la palmera, me afanaste hasta el color. En seis meses me comiste el mercadito, la casilla de la feria, la ganchera, el mostrador.
Gardel is only the most famous of the artists associated with the Gran Splendid. During the theater's early years, international ballet companies and theater troupes played here, and for decades it was one of the city's premier movie houses. So it's not surprising that in its new incarnation, it's the in spot for visiting authors who flock to the stage cafe for book signings and discussions. Which is not to suggest that the dramatic arts are no longer represented at the Gran Splendid. In fact, there's one actor who's present here every day, though not on stage, Natalio Povarce, whose art gallery commands a terrific view from the top two balconies, has appeared in more than a dozen Argentine films, so he feels right at home in this theater, especially, says his daughter Mariana, because it was here that his very pregnant wife dragged him one fateful day some 42 years ago.
And she came to see the, can you help me with the title? El gato sobre el tejado sin caliente, the cat and...
The hot tin roof.
Right? And the hot tin roof. And she told my father that she thought that it was about to born. And he said, well, let's go to hospital just now. And she said, no, I'm not going to leave the cinema until I see the very end of the film. When the very end came, she was feeling really very, very bad, and his neighbors told her not to wait a taxi. He was going to take both of them to the hospital, because if not, I was going to get more here.
Now Mariana feels she's been reborn here, in an artistic sense, working in her father's gallery even as she advances her own acting career. Because her mother's an astrologist, she laughs that the stars must have had a hand in bringing her back here, the stars that audiences could once see through that open dome, and that can now be found on the astronomy shelves on the right side of the first balcony, or the astrology section on the main floor. Does Mariana miss what once was here? Of course, but she notes that the old mix of performing arts has been replaced by a new mix that also has value.
You can have your coffee right on the stage, on the real stage, and while you're reading or having your coffee, you can see the paintings from downstairs. I think that it's very magic, and it's a privilege to be in a place like this, a very, very special place. I don't know if there's another one like this one in the rest of the world.
At the Ateneo Gran Splendid in Buenos Aires, I'm Bob Mandello.
Ni murió ni fue guerrero, como me propiste vos. Está en cana pronto areado como agente la camorra, profesor de cachiporra para Andrés y Estapador. Entre todos me pelaron con lacero, tu silueta fue el anzuelo donde yo me fui a ensartar. Se tragaron por la viuda y el guerrero lo que me costó 10 años de paciencia y de llorar. Chorro, vos tu vieja y tu papá, guarda, cuídense porque anda suelta. Si los cachan los da vuelta, él no le da tiempo a rajar.
Our program is directed by Catherine Simmons, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Bill Deputy.
The production staff includes Sarah Saracen, Reka Murphy, and Jonathan Baer.
Librarians include Rob Robinson, Keith Maleski, Alphonse Finn, Caleb Gassessa, and Beth Howard.
At the science desk, Ann Gudenkoff, Joe Neal, Christopher Joyce, Allison Richards, and Sue Goodwin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.